It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us, the one and only Rob Halford. How are you?
Hello, Jackie. Great to hear your voice again, Jackie. I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk with you and talk about everything Metal and Priest.
Oh my gosh, and so much happening. Of course, the 50 Heavy Metal Years tour, and there's a book out there, so much to talk about. And Rob, back when Judas Priest started, bands weren't expected to last much longer than a few years. What made you realize that it actually could be a lifelong pursuit?
Well, I think for most bands, when you start off, it's this dream you all have. You know, everybody's committed to making their dreams come true and hoping for their bands to grow. And you have to put all the hard work into that idea. And then it really is just being aware of everything that you're making with your music and trying to create something that stands alone, has its own style and its own definition, its own character. Like all bands do and should do. So we had that with us. And of course, we must never forget that Judas Priest was one of the very first ever heavy metal bands, and heavy metal music was a pretty much unheard of experience when we started. So, you know, we went out on these long treks, particularly here in America, and people were going, hey, look, this band, Judas Priest, they play this music, it's called heavy metal. So you cherish those memories. That's where it began, and that's what we're still doing now with the same ethics, you know, the same determination, the same belief in the band and the music that we're making, and ultimately the great love and support that we've had from our fans. Our fans lift us up and keep us moving ahead.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. We're celebrating the 50 Heavy Metal Years tour, which of course is underway, and the 50 Heavy Metal Years of Music box set, by the way, coming out October 15th. Right now, new music from Rivers of Nile. Their record, The Work, will be out next week. Focus on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, the metal god. Rob Halford with us on the show this week. And let's talk about the book, Judas Priest 50 Heavy Metal Years. It's a vibrant book that showcases the distinct look of different eras of the band. Looking through those photos, visually, what era was your favorite look of the band and why?
Well, I've got the book here in front of me, actually. And, you know, I thumb through it every so often, and it's just remarkable. You know, they say every picture tells a story, and that's definitely the case for the Judas Priest 50 Heavy Metal Years book. It's just a trail of information, visual information. You can see that we ourselves as a band were growing exponentially and, you know, inventing and exploring all of these early adventures that we had with heavy metal as Judas Priest. So, you know, I look at the pictures of us on stage, let's say, opening for the famous show, the Bill Graham show, in Cleveland, in the Bay Area, and we looked totally different then to what we did just a few years from that point. But that's the way it should be, especially with the defining experience that one picture sends out. So every one of those photographs is just a very special moment for Judas Priest and for our fans.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. Coming up, music from Black Sabbath, Exodus, Motorhead, and Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford on the show with us this week. And Rob, you, Richie, and Glenn have been writing material for the next album. How is that joy of that collaborative process different now compared to other times throughout your career?
Well, Jackie, it's still the basic format of Priest, which is two guitar players and a singer in the same room, the studio, whatever, starting the day with nothing, and then just building the skeleton of a heavy metal song. And that, I think, has been very important for us as a band. You know, the fact that we were one of the first heavy metal bands to have two lead guitar players was also an important part of the makeup of Priest's music. So that's what we still do now.
Judas Priest's 50 Heavy Metal Years tour is now underway. The box set, by the way, out October 15th. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Motorhead, Killswitch Engage, and more with Rob Halford. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us this week. And Rob, like every other band, Judas Priest has been eager to be touring again. How has that nomadic lifestyle benefited you as a person in terms of understanding people and the world as a whole?
It's really important for every band to get on the road because it really kind of puts things into perspective with what you're trying to be and do as a band. For us, in Priest, we truly become Judas Priest when we're on stage. It's the final part of the message of the metal. And I think every band will say that, that no matter how much you enjoy writing, recording, getting everything together, the catalyst of everything, the touchstone of everything is when you're on stage and you're interacting with your fans. That really does everything for you. It's the connection of all the hard work that's gone into writing the best music that you can. Again, it's your performance that's important, and the reaction that you have with your fans that look after you. So, being on the road as we have been doing for 50 years is just as exciting and thrilling as it ever was. It's not diminished. I don't think any of us have said, "Oh, here comes the slog around the world again." No, we've never done that. We've always been excited, just as we are now, chomping at the heavy metal bit, to get in the tour buses, get on the planes, get back into the hotel life, do all the things that are part of being on the road. It's what makes you. It's a testament to everything that you stand for.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, new music from Turnstile. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford is my guest on the show this week. And Rob, there's a blues album in the works with your brother and your nephew. When it comes to expressing the pain and intimacy of the blues, which is more important, mindset or ability?
I think it's a bit of both, Jackie. I think it's a bit of both. The blues is just an expansive landscape of different styles and subgenres and everything else, you know. Much like metal. And so I'm really intrigued and excited about how this blues album is going to turn out. You may have heard that we've got the basic building blocks of it ready. I've just got to find the time to put my own work into the project. This is just stemmed off from the great experience that I had with my brother Nigel on drums, and Alex, my nephew, on bass, Ian Hillson, and our respective friends, musicians. It's just a lot of fun. You know, everything should have that fun element. It's an adventure again, like everything in music. And as long as you're having good times and something of substance is coming out of it, then have a go, as we say in the UK. And that's what we're doing, you know. It's going to be an interesting record because we're going to try and touch a lot of different blues experiences. It won't be one specific sounding track after track after track. We're going to try and go everywhere and mix it up. So, again, as I always say, Jackie, you'll be ready when it's ready.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford with us. See Judas Priest on the 50 Heavy Metal Years tour. And again, the Judas Priest 50 Heavy Metal Years book is out there. Rob, it was so great to catch up with you, and I can't wait to see you out there.
Jackie, same to you. Thank you again for all the great things you do for us in heavy metal here in the USA and around the world, because everybody listens to Full Metal Jackie around the world. So, hey, it's so good to hear you, boys. We're sending out our love and thanks and gratitude to our fans here in America and everywhere else. We're all dying to meet you. That was a track from Rockerola. We're all dying to meet you again. And it's going to be a blast. 50 heavy metal years of Judas Priest back on the road. Oh, yeah.
Stick around. We've got music from Motorhead, Killswitch Engage, and more on the way.